From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho.
How are ya? It's Monday, doggone it.
I'm a little sleepy, but other than that, okay.
Yeah, me too. We're going to play Yes or BS today.
All right.
I'm going to give you a statement. You decide yes if it's true or no if it's total BS. The topic today, British food names.
British food names. All right.
People in the UK, of course, have different words for certain foods than we do here in the United States. You guess if these are yes or BS.
Dun, dun, dun.
Number one, okay. French fries are called crisps in England. Yes or BS? Crisps.
No, they're called yes.
No, BS.
No, they're called something else.
Chips.
Chips, that's
fries
it.
Are called chips.
Yes.
Crisps.
I knew that.
Crisps.
Fish and chips, duh.
Yeah, crisps means potato chips.
Slow on the take. Okay.
Number two, cotton candy is called candy floss. Yes or BS?
Candy floss?
Candy floss.
Yes.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. It's also candy floss in New Zealand, South Africa, Egypt, India, and Sri Lanka. Okay. Number three, the British term for an ear of corn is a rocket. Yes or BS?
BS?
BS. Rocket is what they call arugula in England. I didn't know that.
Okay, that makes no sense to me, but okay, all right.
Finally, number four, if you make a grilled cheese sandwich in England, it's called a toasty. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes, a toasty is a grilled cheese sandwich in the UK. Dun, 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 dun. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News.
I figured I had a 50% chance of getting it right.
This is what happens when we get no sleep.
Right.
All right, what's going on?
Well, kind of refer to our little national nightmare for just a little while. Felicity Huffman says she paid to have... I love this story. Felicity Huffman says she paid to have her daughter's SAT score rigged because it was for such a good reason. Because she wanted to give her daughter a fair shot at college and worried that her low math scores would kill her dreams of becoming an actress.
Like actresses need math. That while they need to count how many lines they're in the script for them, right?
It hurts so there's my math, soul.
Right? There's math there.
Oh, like, sure.
How many lines did I get?
Okay.
You know what? They've got agents for that.
They do.
They got agents. They know how to do math.
Is it to balance her checkbook?
No, you've got the managers to do
you've
that.
You've got people to do that.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time, I'm assuming in a casting office where they're looking at their educational resume without looking at their demo reel. Oh, look, she's a magna cum laude from USC. We should hire her because she's got all this education.
And I hear she's good at math. Now... So also over the weekend, Olivia Jade Giannulli, she surfaced in public, very publicly as a matter of fact, at Disneyland with a plaid.
Now, we should explain what a plaid is. A plaid is a tour guide. They wear plaid, and therefore they can be seen. But for celebrities to go to Disneyland, they have to take the tour with the plaid so the plaid can protect them from their public. Who's going to recognize Olivia Jade at Disneyland?
But she's an influencer.
She used to be. Whatever.
Most people at Disneyland, Olivia Jade, really are not going to recognize you, nor are they going to care.
Well, that's true. That's true, too. So she was at Disneyland with a plaid. Okay.
Disneyland with a plaid.
And probably an entourage. But okay.
So evidently she's not a person of interest in her parents' college scam case.
Nope. She's off the hook.
She was affected by it, and she knew about it. But last we heard, you know, she's talking again to her mom, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. Wow.
But in the TMZ footage at Disney, Lori was not with her daughter.
I don't think Lori's come out of hiding.
No.
For anything. For anybody.
And Olivia Jay was getting some fight training.
Fight training?
Fight training.
At Disneyland?
Yes. For Star Wars heroine Rey at Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rey does that.
Yes.
Usually she does it for little girls.
But Olivia Jade is an influencer.
It's because she had a plaid with her. It's because she had a plaid.
Pierce Brosnan. I've always liked you, Pierce Brosnan. But you know what? We might have to have some words.
Why?
Pierce Brosnan is rooting for a woman to take over as James Bond.
You know what? I'm mixed on that.
Oh, what is the deal?
I am mixed. Well, you know, we've talked about this. I'm the feminist on the show. You know, I am.
Yes, you're very in touch with your feminist.
No, but I'm the feminist. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm in touch with my feminist side. I just
like to say that you are, especially at Christmas.
Anyway, well, yeah, but I'm not sure. Yes and no. I'm back and forth on it. Because the character of James Bond is a womanizer, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't know that we have to politicize James Bond. He's a
why
art
politicize
form. He's a character.
James Bond. Yeah, and also, right? They want women probably to do it to get equal.
But that's
time
okay.
Pleasure.
That's okay.
And so, you know, I'll see. All that is aside for me because I've always had the hots for 007.
Okay, I get that now.
You know?
See?
He's a man's man. He's James freaking Bond.
Table has turned. Okay. We find out the
real
reason.
I don't want to see it. I mean, that's just me. But I don't want to see a woman play James Bond.
Okay, all right.
I want James Bond to play James Bond.
Okay.
All right? Pierce Brosnan says, I think we've watched the guys do it for the last 40 years. Get out of the way, guys, and put a woman up there. I think it would be exhilarating. I think it would be exciting.
Exhilarating. Exciting. You should do it in his Mamma Mia accent.
I can't do a good
exciting.
There you go. Well, that's still not good.
You still can't sing.
Yeah. British actress LaShana Lynch.
Who was in Captain Marvel? She played Captain Marvel's friend.
Well, she's
the other pilot. Yeah.
She'll reportedly be introduced as 007 right. in the upcoming installment, but she won't be portraying the secret agent.
No.
So her character is going to take over his secret agent number after Bond retires.
Yeah, so Daniel Craig, this is his last movie because, you know, he didn't want to do this one. He's gonna retire in the Virgin Islands because that's really where Ian Fleming wrote all the James Bond novels. And so it's kind of, come all the way around, and LaShana apparently is going to take over his duties. But I don't think she's going to be the next James Bond because I think this is a big... big-ass tease. And I don't think James Bond is ever going to be a woman. Even though the feminist in me would say it would be okay.
Shh. I obviously have different standards for my James Bond.
Apparently so.
He thinks it's unlikely.
You don't like the girls. I get it. Okay, it's fine.
He thinks that Barbara Broccoli is never going to make the full switch to a female.
I don't think so either. But Barbara Broccoli cannot be... 10 years from now, is Barbara Broccoli really going to be still producing James Bond? I don't know. You know who would make a great James Bond or Jane Bond? Kerry Washington.
Now, see, I think that Halle Berry would probably do better because she's badass.
See what we've done here? See what we've done.
However,
all right.
I think James Bond needs to stay as James Bond.
All right. I think we need to get out of here because we've overstayed our welcome. We'll see you tomorrow.
We always do.
Have a great day.
New.
And
congratulations, 49ers. That's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.